Have a little baby. There's your little baby's got colic. And I'm like, yes, so And I was like, no. And then she starts wearing some colored drawers. And then I saw her on the bus, and I thought she looked like Mrs. Treacle. I'm a television sometimes strangers can have some overwhelming advice, but
Oh,
bad advice you can throw in the bin yourself, I
things is heading for the bin, and give thanks to God. Who else has got any? Are there any more?
Be greedy.
Be greedy. Oh, be greedy. What do you think? Good advice or not good advice? Ben's telling me not good advice. Pop that in the bin. Any others? Edith.
Help people.
I'm not going to display the things that are in the bin, because what goes in the bin stays in the bin.
That night, God spoke to me in a dream.
Solomon, ask for anything you want, and I will give it to you.
My father, David, your servant, was honest and did what you commanded. You've made me king in my father's place, but I'm very young and know so little about being a leader. Please make me wise and teach me the difference between right and wrong. If you don't, there is no way I could rule this great nation of yours.
Solomon, I'm pleased that you asked for this. You asked for wisdom to make right decisions. So I'll make you wiser than anyone who has ever lived or ever will live. I'll also give you what you didn't ask for. You'll be rich and respected as long as you live, and you'll be greater than any other king.
Wisdom? But God was asking. I mean, you could have requested anything. A super long life, riches beyond your dreams.
I asked for wisdom. And God will grant the same to anyone if he asks from his heart.
Okay, God will grant the same to anyone who asks from his heart. Wow. Sometimes it can be hard for us to make the right choices. But God will always help us when we ask him to. He will always help us with wisdom if we just ask him. So, what we're going to do now is talk to God about the times when we've not done the right thing, when we have not made the right choices, and ask for him to forgive us. So let us pray together. God our Father, you have searched us out and know us. We can use power to dominate. We can evade responsibility. We can deny dignity to others. We may give in to apathy. We cry out to you, our Father,
seeking your forgiveness through Jesus our Savior.
So in his name we
believe,
and his call
we remit,
by his spirit
we live,
in his ways
we follow. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 15. Chapter 5. There's no chapter 15 in Ephesians. Chapter 5, and we'll read verse 15 to 21. Not 20, in fact. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For this next part, for this next activity, I need you to get into small groups of about six people. Now, there's no prizes, but it is strongly encouraged that you mix up the ages in the group. So, mix up the ages. So, go and find some old people. To the tune of either Away in a Manger or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. At the end of your time, everyone will get to do church karaoke with their new song, and the whole group has to sing it.
Seeking.
we follow you daily with your promise of salvation.
Very nice.
All right, wisdom is about living a life focused upon God. And that's what we're going to do now as we share a statement of faith. So let's stand and share our faith. We believe in one God.
Jesus, who came to be with us, to love us, to die for us, to save us, and bring us closer to you, to bring us home to you. Lord, we hold up before you now people who are sick and in need of your healing. We hold them close in our hearts, Lord, as we know you hold them in yours. Touch them, Lord, with your love and comfort and your peace. Help us, Lord, always to have a word to the wise, to offer to people who are in need, to offer your love and your care. We pray for our community, for our schools and our workplaces, the people who we meet every day. Help us, Lord, to show them your love through our lives. We ask all these things and pray them all in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, thy will be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done.
face of Christ with one another.
My reward. And
have these gifts to share. Accept them as our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom.
Amen.
So the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. And we pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and be united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Not be all else to me, save that.
Okay, Uncle Dawn.
I've got a couple of notes, so I'm going to be very quick.
Okay, now I've got some lay assistant licenses to give out, so if I call your name, come out the front and just stand up like little boys and girls. Okay, Wayne. Do that too.